I'm very pleased to be joined in the studio by Karen Sinclair, who's here to talk about Cool to Be Kind, the Rucksack Project Chelmsford. So it's very nice to meet you this morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Tell us a little bit about your background, Karen.
Okay, so I work for Essex Youth Offending Service, and my role there is to work on the reparation projects with the reparation team and the restorative justice team. And that involves, if you like, restorative payback projects in the community. We try and make it meaningful to the young person and obviously something meaningful for the community. If I give you a bit of background, I don't know if all your listeners are aware of us, but we work across Essex, and we work with young people aged 10 to 18 that have been in trouble with the police and they're on court orders, many of whom have to carry out this reparation as part of their court order. And we try and make sure, as I say, it's restorative. It helps lots of people, helps charities, non-for-profit agencies, vulnerable people, and that's what this project is about. We will go and paint church halls. We will go and help coach at football clubs. We will go to dementia homes and play with people, make teas and coffees. We'll do marshalling. It's really, really varied, and if anyone ever has any ideas of that kind of thing or different things, they can always contact us to look at those ideas.
We're not very forgiving,
yeah,
as well. We have to remember that people, we were all young once, and we all do, you know, not everybody is going to go on to be somebody's going to be a career criminal. You can make it, you can generally make a mistake, and I think we all have, and maybe we just weren't caught making a mistake.
That's right, Michelle. You know, I think, you know, we've all made mistakes, whether it's speeding a bit too much and you haven't got caught, or whether it was when you were younger nicking a couple of 1p sweets when your mum wasn't looking, you know, and and we didn't get caught for a lot of things we did, and people do need a chance. And reparation, paying back the community, is a way of someone saying, actually, I've done this, I'm sorry for it, I'm trying to put it right, can you please kind of say that that's enough now, and I can actually move on and get a job. We're trying to make some of our reparation skills based and qualifications based, to actually get something from it at the end of it. We've got carpentry projects like this, so that they actually can move on and they can be rehabilitated.
Yeah.
Because shouldn't all of us have that chance?
Yes, we should. So,
and I think, you know, we do give young people chances and we do try and work with them, you know, and they do, you know, very, very well. And there are the most serious, obviously, that will have to go, you know, to prison. But where we can, we do try and work with young people, and we find we get very good results. So, yeah.
Excellent. Now, tell us about the Rucksack Project. I can't get the words out.
I know.
Rucksack Project.
That's it. Well, we've been helping out the Rucksack Project. Yeah. Otherwise known as now Cool to Be Kind. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, I think, as well. And also they've got a website. But so they set up a rucksack project in 2015, but it's been running in Bristol for 10 years. And it was started by a guy in Bristol who wanted to do more than buy a sandwich, basically. Mm. So the mission statement of Call to Be Kind is for the local community to help keep the homeless warm and dry throughout the winter months by donating a field rucksack.
Yeah.
Now, we became involved last year when we saw the project and we said, hang on, not everyone will be able to fill a rucksack. Not everyone's going to have a rucksack and a sleeping bag and all the elements to put in, but everybody's probably got something, whether I've got spare gloves or actually if I want to go to the pound shop and buy a pair of gloves, or if I'm at the dentist and I can get some free little toothpaste because I haven't got any money but I can get a freebie. Everyone can do something, whether they want to, but everyone can do something. So we put the donation bins in libraries all over Essex, and we asked people, if you can just donate one or two things, then that'd be fantastic. And we were overwhelmed last year. We managed to pack 177 rucksacks for the charity, which was amazing. So we'd really like to do that again this year for them.
And did that go, they went all over Essex?
Yeah, so they obviously started in Chelmsford, but they went all over Essex and beyond. If they had like so many and not enough, I don't like to say that word, but if they had more rough sleepers elsewhere in the country and they'd already given the rucksacks to Essex, they went further afield. I think Cambridge was one of the places they went further afield to.
Is most people are in serious debt who've got houses, and you're literally only probably one pay packet away from, especially if you rent, from losing your property. Mm. And once you're in that situation where you don't have somewhere, you can find yourself, and a lot of people who are on the streets just suddenly had, you know, everyday jobs, have worked. People always think it's people in, you know, involved in drugs or alcohol. That isn't always the case. It could be a partner that's split up. They end up on the streets, and then you are really kind of stuck.
Yeah,
it's very difficult to get. I know there's lots of schemes, but it's difficult to get out, and it can happen to anybody.
That's exactly what I say, and Michelle, I say here by the grace of God go I.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, lucky to be where we are, and if we can help people, especially over the winter months, where it's 5 degrees day, it's freezing out there already.
Yeah.
You know, how these people, you know, and I think, you know, you can judge people, you can, but actually if you just look at it and say, would I like to be there? Would I like to be freezing cold? Mm. And actually, can I help that person? Can I get them have I got a sleeping bag where they can actually be warm tonight, because their other one might be wet because they've been lying in icy cold all night, or maybe somebody spilt something, as you know, on it. Can we make them warm and cozy by giving them a nice new hat? Can we make them feel a bit of a decent human being by being in fresh clothes? So we're looking for sleeping bags and rucksacks. So you might have been trekking at some point. I know I gave a couple last year. Woolly hats, gloves, scarves, and new underwear, please. We've got some. Yes, not new stuff last year. So new stuff, you know, if you wouldn't want to give it yourself, so, and you wouldn't want to wear it. So new underwear, thick socks, soap, toothbrushes, toothpaste, mouthwash, fleeces or jumpers or warm coats, tracksuit bottoms, spoons, tins of food, but with the ring pulls, because obviously they're not going to have anything to open it with, a bottle of water, deodorant, wet wipes, flasks, cereal bars and boiled sweets, because, you know, it'd be nice to have something nice over the winter.
Mm.
So things like that.
Okay, and where do people in Essex or in Brentwood area particularly, where can they go and drop off the items?
Okay, so starting with Brentwood, you do have Brentwood Library, so that's the first port of call. If you're a bit further out, you've got Chelmsford Library, Billericay Library, Southwood and Ferrers Library, Great Baddow Library, Clacton Library, Harlow Library and Gateway FM.
Yes, that's all right, we don't mind. Good morning, nice Ben. Good morning, yeah.
Morning, Gateway.
That's all right, don't worry. We like them over again, but they're fine. So if people want to get involved, is there a website they can go to as well, just in case they didn't get all the details down?
It is on the Essex County Council Facebook page as well. But I will give my details out, because we will collect if it's larger collections. So if somebody also, because some people like to phone up and they want to get galvanised, but excited by the project. It's winter, it's like Christmas time, and people say, you know what, I'm getting lots for Christmas. Let's give someone else something.
Yeah,
we've had scout groups that have contacted me and said, can we get our own collection together and can you come and get it? That's fine. Or if you've got a little group of you that meet for, I don't know, a book club or a coffee morning or I don't know, a tennis group, whatever you've got, if there's a group of you that want to galvanise and get together and collect some stuff, brilliant, I'll come and collect it. So my details are Karen Sinclair again on 07921 912509, and my email address is Karen with a K, K-A-R-E-N Sinclair, so that's karen.sinclair, S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R at essex.gov.uk. Well, the public was so generous last year. We were so thankful for everyone. I'm sure they will be again this year. So thank you for your time and your listeners.
You're welcome. Nice to see you. And you'll be in with Bob. Come back in and let us know how everything went.
That'd be fantastic.
Because it's running right the way through. It's not just up until Christmas. It's going through to the end of
January. Just, you know, in case people get gifted things that they think, oh, actually, I'd like to give that away. So,
I never get people giving me anything like that, do you? Have you got any Christmas wishes? What are your Christmas wishes, Karen?